Warning, the following podcast features views and opinions that are not representative of the collective views of the Whispers groups. Some of these views may not be suitable for children. Accordingly, the producers and hosts of the Missy AE podcast must insist that no one attempt to take anything that is being said as representative of the views of any of the Whispers groups.
Welcome back to another edition of the Missy AE show. Tonight, we are recapping Survivor 42 from last night, where Drea ended up leaving. We had another showdown with Jonathan and Lindsay, and Omar still pulling strings, and we're getting closer and closer and closer to the end. So we'll talk about all of that stuff tonight, and we'll look ahead a little bit about what could be coming and how it could happen. We'll talk about Drea's exit interviews today and what she said about her other cast members. And look to have a good time tonight, Steve.
Yep, and we also currently have Melissa and Eddie joining us to begin the show tonight. And, you know, I just got to tell you, Jim, this week's show, you know, there were a couple of questions heading into this week's show, like why Mike only gets one vote, if he even gets a single vote at all in Final Tribal. And I think the last 2 weeks have pretty much proven why that's the case, because I don't think I've seen a Survivor contestant in a long time try to take credit for the work that somebody else did. And he's being, he's being such like a Billy Badass, as you call it, where, he thinks that he's, he thinks that he's the one ruling the roost, when really it's somebody completely different.
Yeah. And we have kind of sort of speculated that one vote he gets would maybe be from Jonathan because of their kind of alpha male alliance. But in Drea's interviews today, one of them really stood out, where she said if Mike made it to the end, she'd vote for him because he played a game sort of like her. So maybe it's her that votes for him, or when they finally get to the end and she's sitting there and she's seeing Marianne up there, can she not vote for her? I don't know. I kind of doubt that she cannot vote for Marianne.
We wouldn't have had that huge blow up at Tribal Council if she ultimately doesn't end up voting for Marianne. I mean, they made it such a huge issue about it being, being race related and whatnot. So,
yeah,
I would have to.
Another thing that she covered today was hers and Jonathan's relationship. She said after that tribal, they had some really good talks, and she really likes Jonathan. She doesn't think anything bad about him. So that was good to hear. It's really starting to look like this cast really sort of likes each other.
Yeah, and by the way, Jim, real quick, I was in the screening room trying to see who we have, because we have a Skype number on here. We have Doyle also joining us right now.
Okay. Welcome,
hey,
Melissa, Eddie, and Michael.
Hello, hello.
Can
you hear me?
I think Melissa...
No,
yeah,
I had muted myself, so. Hey, everybody. What happened?
I think we're all here. I think everybody's just trying not to jump in and jump in on top of somebody else.
we're trying to be nice folks, nice people.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess so. But Eddie, let me get to you real quick about the editing, because this is the second straight week. It was almost impossible for them not to edit who was going to leave. I mean, they tried desperately to point the target at someone else, but anybody that's a Survivor fan knows that's bogus. We know who's leaving. So has it gotten to that point, Eddie, where they're just like, okay, we're not going to try to trick you anymore. We'll throw it out there, but we know you already probably know.
Yeah, they're trying to sabotage a mess, to correct a mess they've made. You know, and they're trying to do it the least way possible. And, you know, even like, you can tell they're leading. I don't know if y'all watched closely on any time Marianne talks, how they prompt her. She's being asked questions, and she's answering, and you're hearing her reply to somebody asking her questions. The reason I say that, if you look real close, her eyes dilate when she's talking, and that would usually infer that she's responding instead of just saying something. They're trying to make it the least messy as possible. I think they realize that they've made a mistake, and what they've done, I hope they rectify it. I'm very curious about what you're going to tell us about 43. From what I'm kind of picking up, just the rumble online right now, I'm very, very curious of what is it going to be back to the regular set of days. Can you share any of that? I know it's in
well,
talk about Marianne.
I had someone in Premier, good friend of mine, David Cadmus. I had him ask me in Premier. Because he said he read somewhere, heard somewhere it was going back to 39 days, and he asked me what I thought, and I told him, don't bank on that yet, because if there are rumors out there about how many days they're going to be out there, it could be for the two seasons and not the one, because if somebody's saying it's 39 and then you add like 14 more in for what they have to do early, you could have two seasons of 20 something days. So I don't know for a fact yet, but don't bank on 39 days just yet.
Thank you. I was wondering about that, because it was all over.
Yeah. I mean, I would love it if they did, but I think it may just be a question of math, you know?
Yeah.
And I do know for a fact 43 is newbies, so there won't be returnees on 43. They're newbies. And they're filming right now. They're out there filming right now. So
is that also, like, Jim, for, like, the cutting of the cost, too, like, for production? Because, like, with the pandemic, like, the expenses?
Well, I think, I mean, just put yourself in Jeff's shoes. And,
yeah.
And I've thought of it this way. If it was me and I was hosting and I can get by with doing, what, like, 26 days as opposed to 39, and I still get paid the same and we still got a great show, I'm going 26 days. I'm cutting my workload. So, I mean, What do you think of Probst? Do you think he'll want to bring 39 days back, or you think he'll say, "Oh, I'm cool with this. I like the 26 days."
I think he's done with 39. I think it's going to be 26 forever now. Like, just given how successful the past two seasons have been, I think it's
ratings. Steve, is this correct? The ratings are still, they're still holding solid.
As far as I can tell, let me see if I can find last night's ratings.
Yeah, I know we talked about
Survivor.
This a few weeks ago, and then I saw the ratings after we talked, and they were up a little bit instead of down.
Yeah,
and
it was after the
tribal council where everybody was hollering, "Oh, racism, racism, racism," but the ratings were actually up the next week.
Sorry for the roosters.
Yeah.
Who's got a damn ticket?
Oh, hilarious.
Somebody's got a damn chicken.
A rooster.
It's all
yeah.
Roosters on the
well, I mean, we had them when I was growing up. I know what that sound is.
Yeah, I have to laugh because it seems like birds in general, if you're around them and you're talking, they have to be heard.
Yeah,
I had a cockatiel.
I had a
cockatiel, and every time that I was on the phone, she would go to town.
Jim, as far as the ratings go, Jim, this week's episode was the lowest it's been since the Lydia boot, the one where they put two boots into or when they did the fake merge, the hourglass twist.
Okay. All right.
But other than that, I mean, we had about pretty much around 5.5 to 5.75 million viewers the last 3 weeks.
Yeah,
which is up compared to
and CBS is happy with that. I mean, that's good for them. So, and they consistently win their night. You know,
Catherine wants to say hi.
Hi.
Speak louder, huh?
Hi, Catherine.
She's so shy.
Hey, Catherine.
Hey, Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
She's outside right now. She's like, I'm like, you're not on video, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's shy.
Yeah,
that's why
everybody should call in. You don't have to worry about being on video on here. You can be naked if you want to. You wear what you want. It's just, we're just hearing your voice. We're not seeing any kind of video or nothing of you. It's no Zoom. You know, we're just talking. I think I heard Reggie. Are you here
yes,
now,
sir.
Reggie?
Yeah, but I cannot participate because I have not seen the episode yet. I had a team meeting last night.
Oh, wow.
So I just thought I'd listen.
Well, I'm sure you know who left.
Yes, I seen that on the threads.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you probably saw it last week when it was posted.
Yes, I did, and I was happy it was true.
Yep, and everyone
she is
see.
So beautiful. Let me just stop right
she,
there.
She,
when you posted
she really
that
is.
Other photo, jiminy Christmas, I was like,
really
girl
is.
Crush, oh my Lanta.
Yeah.
She
is
beautiful.
Her and Chanel both are. Both of them are. And Andrea really had a, but you haven't seen it yet, but she really had a great attitude when she left last night.
I didn't read any of her exit interviews or anything because I want to watch it first.
Okay. A lot of fans are saying it was one of the best exits ever because of how
really?
She handled it. Yeah, she wasn't pissed off. She She did blow up a few people's games. She did
really?
Say a
Who?
Few things.
Tell me. Who did she blow up?
But, and then when she got to Jeff, it was real sweet because it was kind of like when Brenda got there and Brenda was like, no. And Jeff still did it. She got
Aww.
There and she was kind of like, oh, no. And Jeff let her do it. Jeff gave her the snubber and let her snub her own fire out.
Aw, that's so sweet. Okay, tell me the deets. Who did she blow up? Or what did you say? Who did she throw on? I don't mind spoilers.
Omar.
She threw Mike under the bus.
How?
Who? What did you just
say? Saying that she told him a secret. She only told him the secret so that everybody should know. That
no.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, my
Steve,
Lanta.
She goes,
Steve, who
told,
else was it?
I only
mean, she
told
threw,
Omar
she threw Mike
my
under
secret.
The bus.
And
didn't she throw Omar under the bus?
Basically, everybody knew
too?
About it. Think about that.
Yeah.
Didn't she
what
throw
did,
Omar
what did
under
she
the
tell
bus?
Mike? Did you say
yeah,
Mike
she,
also?
She said that about Rose.
Jim, she threw Omar under the bus, too.
Yeah.
I can't hear you.
Yeah, and that will hurt Omar next week. What she did will hurt Omar next week. I mean, you got to start thinking with us getting down to this few of players left, they're going to start comparing notes, and they're going to start all hearing, oh, well, Omar told me this 2 weeks ago, and then, oh, Omar told me this last week, and, oh, Omar told me this, and they're going to start comparing notes and saying, well, none of that was true.
And that's really sad because he is really playing the game.
Yeah, he is, but you keep telling lie after lie after lie
true.
After lie. It's gonna catch up with you.
Yeah, sadly.
Yeah, I mean, so, I don't know. Melissa, what did you think about us getting to see Jonathan versus Lindsay, part 3?
I just thought it was weird that they were the only two that decided to compete, right?
Yeah.
And when she lost it, thank God, when she lost it, everybody was thinking, okay, well, she's gone, right? So they're leading us to believe that Lindsay's going to be gone. There's no way that her ass is going to be saved. Of course, we all knew because, you know, the spoilers, that she's going to be okay. But for
hey
the
guys,
normal viewer, they
off,
would
yeah.
probably think she's done.
I'm going to sign off here, guys.
Okay, Michael. Thanks for joining in. Bye, Kat.
Bye.
I miss you guys.
Bye, Michael.
Bye,
right,
Michael.
See you guys.
Thanks for joining us, Michael.
Something I found kind of interesting today, that last thing I posted in the groups from Jonathan, someone asked him on Instagram about relationship, and he said he didn't really know. So, are him and Lindsay together or not?
I think he's just playing coy.
Okay.
I think it's going to come out.
I would love to see the two of them on The Amazing Race.
Oh, they would be good. Yeah. That would be good.
Steve, I made it pretty clear on Twitter last night for people to forget Ozzy, forget Joe, forget Malcolm, forget Boston Rob. You're witnessing the most dominant challenge player we've ever seen in Survivor, and it's Jonathan. But
I can't forget Boston Rob, though.
If that's true, How good is Lindsay?
Well, let's,
do you think she's up there by poverty?
Let's put
I do.
It this way.
I really do. Oh, I hope JJ won't listen to this.
If Jonathan, let's put it this way. If Jonathan
Lindsay's
wasn't
up
on
there.
The season.
I do think Lindsay's up there.
If Jonathan wasn't on the season, Lindsay would currently probably be on the way to setting the women's record for immunity wins.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just keep going back and forth between the two of them, you know?
Yeah.
So
it's kind of like
doesn't
Judy
it make
Judy
well,
from,
doesn't it make
from
sense?
The Whispers.
Wait. What am I missing? Because Lindsay's only won one immunity. Tori is the one that won two.
What she did, but some of the ones Jonathan has won, the person right there with him at the end that he beat was Lindsay.
Yeah.
So if you're looking at Jonathan being as good as he is, then Lindsay finishing second has to be impressive.
Yeah. True.
Even
so,
what he did, I mean, taking care of himself like he did, even though they were all running their mouths and bitching, he knew he had to conserve his energy to win immunity, or he was going home. So he just listened to them and let them all do their tattoo like a bunch of hens, and let Romeo decide what pageant dress he's going to wear to the finale. I thought that was so funny. He really playing the game. I mean, he knew he had to conserve energy.
I do think Jonathan has reached a point in the season where he's not only just trying to be physical, he's trying to actually think out what he should be doing. I think he's starting to try to get into the strategy of the game.
I agree. I mean, he's the only thing that keeps me watching. If I have to hear one more time from Marianne say how good she is, I'm about ready to mute.
Well, Eddie, according to the next time on Survivor thing, Eddie, apparently you're going to see next week why she's so good and why she isn't a goat as she said so in the in the preview. So you're definitely
gonna real goat years.
They're going to show it.
I just think right now, if you were Jonathan or you were, God, can't think of her name now. What's her name?
Lindsay.
If you were Jonathan or Lindsay, would it not be smart to pair up right now?
Yeah. Now that'd be some good. That would explain. That's a good point, Jim, because that would explain why they might have a relationship after you know he leaves.
Yeah, and how they made it to where they did. I mean, you got number five and you got number four right there together. And Jonathan only left because he got beat in the fire-making challenge. So, Jeff may rethink that now since his alpha male got beat in the fire-making challenge. He may take that away.
That'd be good.
But what do you think, Melissa? What do you think? What do you think if Romeo didn't get there and it was Jonathan, Mike, and Marianne? Do you think Jonathan has a chance?
Yes.
Okay.
I do. I think that he probably would have won if he was there.
Wow, okay. What do you think, Eddie?
I do. I think you probably would have won.
Totally. I keep hoping that the survivor gods descend and everything changes and what's going to happen is not going to happen.
Yeah.
He is playing such an incredible game.
He did pretty much everything. He provided for the camp. He was there for everyone. And he won challenges. Even when it was teams or tribes, he won it for other people. I mean, he kind of did everything you should do.
However, his lack of strategy might kill him in the if he were to make the final three, though. He could lose to somebody.
I don't know, because if he made it to the final three, his strategy would have been better. Since he didn't make it, it wasn't as good. And he didn't win that crucial final four challenge. That would have meant everything.
What the challenge is, who puts on their makeup to pass it?
I think you've got it right, Eddie. That's all there is to it. Mic drop, you know.
Reggie, what do you think? Do you think if Jonathan made it, he would have had a decent chance to win?
Yes. Hands down. Miss Motormouth and Miss Chatty Cathy and cheerleader and all, she would have come in second. Yep.
Steve, so if Jonathan makes the final three, which he doesn't, but just we're just looking hypothetically, like if he had, could he overcome what we've seen lately of them not wanting a white male to win? Could he have overcome that?
No.
I agree with you. I think he would have still lost.
Just to put it bluntly, no. Because the one thing they don't want to do is set the precedent to where, a hunky alpha male can dominate and win the game.
Yeah.
That's one thing they want. And plus, considering what happened at the tribal council, which looked absolutely horrible on him, even let's just say he did win that fire-making challenge against Mike, and he goes to the end against Marianne and Romeo. He would have beat Romeo.
I mean, there's nobody out there right now that thinks Romeo deserves anything.
In my opinion, I think the only way he could have won in a hypothetical final three is if it was against Mike and against Romeo. I think with Mike, it may have been close.
I think he wins that for sure.
I think with Mike, it may have been close, but Romeo, Romeo gets no votes. Romeo gets no votes regardless of who he's up
against.
Yeah,
I don't think Romeo gets any votes against anybody.
But Mike could try and stake a claim to some of these moves that have been made, whether or not the jury would believe him.
But the players are going to know, Mike, you didn't do that. Omar did it. You didn't do that.
Omar, yeah.
Another thing that could go against Jonathan, though, is the way he spoke down to women during the entire season.
Yeah, I think that's kind of iffy right now. When it first happened, it looked really bad, but from what everyone is saying as they leave the game, they have a really nice opinion of Jonathan. So I think he probably cleaned that stuff up, and we just haven't seen it. Do you think that's possible, Eddie?
Oh, definitely. I mean, we don't, like you're saying, they're all telling us that they all like him. So, it's, again, the edit. They're editing it in such a way, you know, to throw what the way they're doing it. We don't know what all said. And I'm sure that Mary Ann could have talked for another 2 hours if they'd let her. But, you know, I mean, it's just ridiculous watching her. I mean, she, so, and then, oh, you noticed who she voted for, didn't you, last night?
Who?
She
yeah,
voted
it's,
Drake.
Yeah, and it was kind of funny. It was kind of funny in the exit interviews today. Drea spoke really nicely of Mary Ann, but she did say she just never stopped talking. She said, I slept beside her every night, and she never stopped talking. And I just ignored it because she is so energetic wanting to talk, and I'm not like that. So I just ignored it and let it go and let her talk. So she wasn't being mean about it. She was just stating that's how Mary Ann was.
And, you know, Survivor's
that's how she's been shown.
They're going to have to try to catch their edit now because they've got to make it look like she, there's a reason why she won, besides that she ran her mouth faster than anybody else.
I don't know. I like her. I like Mary Ann. I know you guys
I
like her.
I do. Melissa, don't get me wrong.
So
I do, too. I do, too. I like her, but I can understand how she could wear on you out there in that situation over and over and over every day. I can understand that side, too. I mean, I can tell you in our Whispers games, I've had people in my alliance that just burnt my inbox up over and over and over and over and over, and I would go to bed. I'd go to bed. I didn't want to hear it. I'd go to bed. But they became a target because I didn't want to hear it no more.
And then we had certain alliance chats where you would end up leaving because you would end up leaving every night because we would just keep talking and talking. And
yeah,
talk,
yeah,
talk,
that is, that is true, Melissa. That we would have a alliance chat where everyone would hang out together and talk about our plans, and I would tell everyone what their assignment was. You talk to this person, you talk to that person, you talk to this person, and they would. I mean, it wasn't bad because they were happy they were in the alliance and they just wanted to talk at night and communicate and have fun. And I would be like, damn, don't y'all ever shut up. I'd be like, if y'all don't stop all this, I'm going to close this damn chat.
And it's true. We honestly didn't stop. We did. We literally did not stop.
Oh, but those were some. Oh my God, those were some fantastic alliances. Good gracious, man, we did some stuff. Woo, we pulled off
some
stuff.
Some record setters, too.
Yeah, we pulled some stuff off. Yep, and we were involved in games way back then that were using Twist that now Big Brother and Survivor are finally using. And you're like,
yep.
How does that happen? Where did they hear about this? Oh, somebody's following Jim. Somebody's following Jim.
But, you know, I can kind of see why everybody out there on the island was so annoyed by Mary Ann, because keep in mind we're only being shown certain parts of her annoying them on the show. Out there, it's 24/7, as long as they're awake. You know,
yeah, and that's kind of what Drea was. Well, that's kind of what Drea was saying. Even when they'd lay down at night, she would still talk and talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. And Drea was like, "I'm just not that type of person. I don't just keep talking like that." But she didn't run her down. She said she thought that Marianne was just very energetic. That's what she said about her. So that's not a comment where you run somebody down. That's kind of a compliment. But what Drea said today and what Jonathan has said, it's, you know, you have to go back and look like Marianne was kind of getting on their nerves.
But, you know, regardless of what they may have thought of her, you know, out there on the island with them, supposedly this next episode we're going to see why she wins the game. Supposedly. From where she said that she's not going to be, she's going to show.
If you'll shut up, we'll give it to you.
Well,
this
coming week, she's going to make a move. Let's just leave it at that. She's going to make a move. And it will be a move that you can go to Final Tribal with on your resume and ask for people's votes because you did this. So,
which kind of makes sense why a certain somebody has been edited the way they have been to properly magnify just exactly how huge this move is.
Well, if Omar has been edited all season as the genius pulling all the strings, and now Marianne does something to engineer him leaving,
yep,
to bar from JJ, bam.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Remember when they used to be able to bring one item from home? I bet Romeo would have bought a Barbie doll.
Well, the bad thing about Romeo is he's actually a non-entity right now. Nobody even thinks about him. Nobody even worries about him. They don't care if he makes the final three because they know he has no prayer in hell.
Yeah.
Well, he brought it on himself.
He's playing with the Barbie doll.
I mean, so what, Romeo? You keep sliding by and they don't vote you out. Do you know why? Because you can't win.
Yeah.
All you can do is stuff your face.
He's getting exactly the same.
He loves that rice, don't he?
And he's getting exactly the same edit that I said he looked like he was getting a couple weeks ago, and that is the Troyzan edit, where basically he's literally just there, not really of any consequence to the main story whatsoever. He's literally just there, and is basically the GOAT.
Yeah, I mean. Any true Survivor fan watching right now should know, well, they're not going to worry about that guy because even if he gets there, he won't even get a vote. So I understand why they don't care about him. Let him stay in. Big deal. Take out somebody that might possibly win. Take out Omar. Take out Lindsay. Take out Jonathan. Those players could possibly win. They're not worried about Romeo. I mean,
I wouldn't be.
Steve, does he even have an alliance with anybody? An honest alliance?
You know, he did. Himself. He did have one with Drea, and then all of a sudden, that absolutely disappeared.
Yeah, he blew it. Yeah.
He had one with Drea, and then all of a sudden, it's like the edit absolutely forgot about it. But literally, that's the only alliance he had. Maybe an off sort of alliance, somewhat, I guess, with Omar, but that was mainly one-sided. And we have added JB to the call as well here.
Hi, JB.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, JB.
Hey, JB.
Hey.
Eddie.
Yep.
Is Romeo the biggest non-entity of the entire season?
Definitely. Why do you think I say he's sitting around playing with his Barbie dolls? I mean, what is the challenge that he wins? Knitting a sweater faster than anybody else? Putting on his makeup faster than anybody?
Yeah, that's going to be really that's going to be really earth shattering when they come to four, him and Jonathan, Mike and Marianne, and he wins, and his dumbass saves Marianne. That was stupid to start with, and then you know Mike and Jonathan have to go make fire. And how ironic that Mike's a fireman and he wins the fire challenge.
Yeah.
But I mean,
if you get down to it, anybody he picks to go, you know, to the final three, it's like they're going to whoop the shit out of him. Yeah,
he took the approach. I'm going after the two big dudes, and he keeps the girl that's going to win the damn game. That's how stupid he is. He should have made her build fire.
In his defense, he didn't know she was going to win.
Do what?
Okay.
Ready?
I said, in his defense, he did not know she would win the game.
Oh,
so
well,
he's
yeah.
just doing it.
But if you're out
you
there,
know.
If you're out there and you're not aware of what players are thinking, that's on you.
Right.
If he didn't understand after that tribal about race, and he didn't understand who was on the jury. And was going to get the vote. That's his dumb ass.
True.
Yep.
Jim, the only challenge I can see him winning is the ball challenge, where they have to insert a ball into some sort of mechanical maze, and it keeps spinning around and around until it comes out the other side, and they have to continue doing it with.
I love that challenge. I love that challenge.
That's literally the only one I can see him potentially winning.
I love that challenge. And I think that challenge would be tough on Mike and Jonathan.
And it usually happens at the final four, too.
Yeah.
At least going
you
off
may,
of,
you
going
may,
off
you may,
of past
You may be on to something. I haven't heard that, but you may be on to something because that challenge would not benefit Mike or Jonathan, and I kind of doubt it would benefit Marianne.
No, it wouldn't. Mike would be too slow. Mike would be too slow with his reflexes. Jonathan, probably the same way. You have to be very nimble, and you have to be quick.
Yeah.
When it comes to catching multiple balls with only one hand and placing them correctly.
I love that challenge. I love that challenge. And a lot of it, Steve, it's not just catching them and putting them back up there. It's timing it to where you catch it and you put it back up there to where you leave enough time in between for the next ball to drop for you to have time to put it up before the one you just put up comes down.
Right.
Right.
And that's why I love that challenge. I love that challenge. You may be on to it. That might be what it is.
Because otherwise, I don't see what other past Survivor challenge, unless it's the holding two sides together. The one that Malcolm lost. Where in the Philippines.
Yeah, but
that's one that he could do.
Well, maybe, but I think Jonathan would probably win that. I think he's coordinated enough and strong enough and endurable enough that he would probably win that.
Well, actually, yeah, now that I think of it, forearm strength would play a huge role, and let's face it, I don't think Romeo
But the
has
other
any
the other challenge
strength.
You mentioned, I could see Jonathan having problems with that, figuring out the timing of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that might be what it is. That might be the final four challenge. I'll ask around, see if I can find out, but as of right now, I don't know. I just know Romeo won, and he took Marianne to the final three and made Jonathan and Mike go against each other in the fire-making.
Yeah, I would be very surprised if that wasn't the challenge, because I'm finding it hard to come up with another challenge that Romeo would even be remotely close in.
Yeah. Yeah, especially against Jonathan.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Melissa, what do you think? If you're at Final Four, and we know this didn't happen, but what if Jonathan won? Who would he have saved, and who would he have put in the fire challenge?
I think he probably, I don't know, it depends. He probably would have saved Marianne and put Romeo and Mike against each other.
Okay. What do you think, JB, if Jonathan had won the Final Four challenge, who does he make safe and who does he send to fire?
I'm going to have to go with, I'm going to have to agree with, I think he would keep Marianne and make Romeo and I'm forgetting these names now.
Romeo and Mike.
Duh.
So, Reggie.
Yes.
So far, we've had two people say if Jonathan had won the Final Four challenge, he would have kept Marianne and made Romeo and Mike do fire. If that's true, is he not aware of what a threat Marianne is?
I don't think he would keep Marianne.
Why would you not make Marianne?
I don't think he
fire.
Would keep Marianne. He would not keep her. He would make her make fire against Romeo because him and Mike have kind of, you know, gotten along, and he said a couple of episodes back that she drives him insane with her talking. Why would he keep that just to be more insane?
I think
remember?
No, he loves her. He
I
loves
think
her.
You're right.
Oh.
I agree.
I think you're right, Reggie. I think you're right.
You know,
I think that's what he would have done.
I don't know about that, though, because, I mean, come on. You have a guy like, you have a, I'm not even going to call him a player because he's not a player. You're going to, you have a guy like Romeo who's basically a layup to win, to win a final three. You want to keep somebody, like, if he were to put Romeo in fire making, first off, we haven't been shown any single indication that Romeo has even worked on the fire. So you want to risk a layup losing a fire making challenge and thus making your road to a win even harder by having to go up against Marianne and Mike? As opposed to Romeo and either Mike or Marianne.
Very
if
good
I was
point,
Jonathan,
Eddie.
Why would you put
Eddie
a fireman? I've got five firemen in my family. They don't normally start the fires, but they do know how to start them. Why would you put a fireman in a fire making challenge? Because they don't think firemen.
To get rid of Marianne.
That ain't happening. You already told us that.
I know, but if you're Jonathan and you won, you're thinking, what do you need to do? You keep Romeo because Romeo has no prayer in hell, and let Mike take out Marianne in the fire. I mean, isn't that a win-win?
Yes, but that's not Jonathan's personality. Jonathan's probably going to take Mike because he has an alliance with him, and he would probably be honorable to that alliance, knowing how Jonathan is. That's what I would think. But maybe I'm wrong, but he's done nothing but been impeccable the whole way he's played the game and everything. If he was being who he truly is, he would take Mike.
Yeah, but his first alliance was with Marianne. In Toku.
Yeah, and that came out again this week in some confessionals. He still states, you know, that he's been with Marianne. I think he had a rough time, just like everybody else did, just like Drea said she did. Marianne was hard to be around, but he was with her, and he seems kind of loyal. He's not like Mike. He's not going out there trying to backstab members of his alliance. He's trying to stay with them.
Yep.
Yeah, you must have a point there.
Mm-hmm.
So, it would have been very interesting had that happened. It could have been what they call a million-dollar decision.
I guess they're going to have to edit it with an extra 30 minutes so Marianne can keep talking.
Well, think of it this way. Think of it this way. Marianne could be responsible from this point forward who ends up leaving. So she could be responsible for the final six and the final five. Well, she can't be responsible for the final four, Boop, because, you know, that's Romeo's decision. But for final six and final five, she could technically still build a case for why she deserves the win more. Maybe perhaps she is the reason why the final six and final five boots are who they are.
That's true. That's true, because that's kind of what the word is, that Marianne is going to be the one making the move toward the end. So maybe she's responsible for Omar leaving. Maybe she's responsible for Lindsay leaving. We'll have to see.
All right, real quick, she just joined us. We have added Kansas onto the line.
Hi, Kansas.
Hi, Kansas.
Hello.
Hey, Kansas.
How's everybody doing?
We're doing great. How are you doing?
Oh, man, last night kicked ass. Oh, was that so good, you guys?
Yeah, I think it's kind of picking up steam. I think it's getting a little better and better each week.
Oh, I thought last night was amazing. See, this is why I don't want spoilers, because it was like, which way is it going to go? Last night was crazy.
Yeah, and I will tell you, Kansas, I'll be honest with you and tell you, that if you knew the spoilers, it would have looked very obvious about what was going to happen. So if you didn't know,
it's not
obvious to you.
Not at all. Oh, it was so exciting.
Well, your
but
boy's
the best,
still
but
in
you
there.
Know what, y'all,
Jonathan's
the best
still
was
there.
The ending. The ending was just so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And your boy's still there with Jonathan.
Yeah.
Lindsay's still there, and
they squared off again. Yeah.
They squared off and battled it out again.
You know what? The two of them are just like, to me, they're like almost the stars.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
I said tonight, Kansas, I'd love to see them together on The Amazing Race.
Oh, my. Can you imagine?
Oh, man.
They would be so good.
But you know what's so cool? Jim, if I didn't know that the two of them ended up hooking up, I would be looking at them, battling it out, and thinking, it's such a shame that they don't like each other, because I think
she's meant for him.
She's his counterpart.
They do like each other, and I'm going to tell you something else, Kansas. I don't know if you saw today about Drea and her exit interview.
I see anything. Uh-uh.
They asked Drea today about that tribal council, you know, where it all went kind of crazy about race and all this and that. And
yeah,
Jonathan wanting to be thought of as a racist. So they asked her thoughts about Jonathan, and she said, oh, we talked it out, and we're cool. I like Jonathan.
See? Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what it is with Jonathan? Because, you know, when I'm watching it and I'm seeing, you know, what's going down, and I'm thinking, I would probably be awful too. If you're starving out there, and he's used to eating so much, okay? And they showed, you know, at the beginning, you know, he was really cool, and he was holding his shit. He was taking so much stuff, but he held it in and whatever. But when you're starving like that, Jim, you're not always thinking clearly, you know?
Yeah.
And your temper gets flared, and things like that happen, and he's pissing people off. And even Romeo, who, honestly, he's not one of my favorites, but I'm looking at this guy, and I'm seeing these ribs sticking out like I was afraid of from the beginning, and I'm thinking, the guy needs to eat.
He's probably eating more than anybody out there.
but some of them can afford it. I mean, look at Omar. I mean, come on.
Yeah, well,
he's got some room to spare still, at least. But this guy is like, he's walking bones.
Here's something else you're going to probably like to hear that Drea said in her exits. She likes Marianne, but she said they slept beside each other every night, and she said, we're just different. Marianne talks and talks,
talks and talks. Yeah.
And I'm just not like that, so I just got to where I just ignored it. So.
Yes, I mean, that would be the best, you know, to do instead of getting into fights.
So,
But you know what?
But
she really came across. She went out with such a bang. She did.
Oh, that was
everybody
a great
should
exit.
Leave like that. That was so cool.
That was a great exit. Great exit.
It was beautiful.
And Reggie hasn't seen it yet, but she's going to love it when
she
sees
Reggie.
It.
I had a team meeting last night. I didn't see the show at all.
Oh, you're going to love
that. I hate
that
you're hearing all
you're
of it.
Love
it was,
that
it was one of the greatest episodes ever.
I like
it really
spoilers.
Was.
I like spoilers.
Okay, then,
so
then
I
you
can,
have to
you
yeah,
you're
I'm
gonna
good.
Love, you're going to love it, Reggie. Reggie, you're
really?
Going to love that tribal.
I cannot wait to
it.
See it. I cannot
yeah, you're
wait to
love
now.
It.
Really?
You're
going to
love
so,
it. When she left, how she left, it made you just want to hug her.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh,
really.
Oh, my Lanta.
And they all
wow.
did. I mean, even
I
Omar, she knew Omar screwed her over, you know, and she still, you know, it's okay. You know, I got. I mean, that's kind of, that was the way she acted, you know, and that was what Jeff said at the end. You know, this is the way I wish everybody would. It's just a game.
Right. And
you know,
that's
it's
the way
a game.
She was.
You got, but you're all playing together and you're all friends. What the hell?
That's the way she was in her exit interviews today. She stuck to, you know, it was a game. You know, we're all playing a game.
Right.
You know, I may not have liked this person or that person. They might have liked me. But we were just playing a game. And personally, I like everybody.
There you go. And
yeah.
they'll probably be friends, most of them, afterwards, which is nice.
I think they will. I think that's one of the things
mm-hmm.
coming out about this cast, Kansas. They all kind of genuinely like each other.
Which is so cool.
Yeah.
yeah,
that's why it's
it
even
is.
More enjoyable to watch this.
Yeah, it is. It is. But yeah, Reggie, you're gonna love. You're gonna
I cannot
love
wait.
That tribal council. You're gonna love it.
I cannot
I,
wait.
I saw
see
a lot of Survivor fans say it was the best tribal council they had ever
seen.
Ever,
I think so too. I agree with
yeah.
that.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was good, Reggie. It was good.
All I kept saying when it ended, my husband heard me. I'm just going, that was amazing. He heard me. It was
yeah.
like, that was amazing.
And she left with so much class. So
yeah,
much class.
She sure
you know,
did,
only,
man.
The only thing I just didn't like was the fact that she basically threw Mike and Omar under the bus at the end, and that's pretty much a sore loser right there.
Well, I don't know if it's such a sore loser as I'm leaving, and I'm going to give you a little information on my way out to help you.
Yeah.
So I don't know yeah. if it's such a sore loser or. I'm still going to leave something in the game for you guys to think about.
And
I know I would
Omar
do it.
Really is a
look, if it was me and I got voted out like that, I'm going to stand there and I'm going to take about 15 minutes and blast everybody.
Right.
You know what I think about you?
Jeff's going to have to make me leave because I'm going to blow up all your games.
Hey, you know, that's such a
you would be having people escort you away from Tribal. That's what you would have.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they come out with that big hook. They come out with that big hook they used to use on the Gong Show and yank my ass out of there.
Yeah.
The Gong Show?
Yes.
Yeah. Google,
you remember
Google
the
Gong
Show?
I know of the show.
I never watched it.
They redid the
Gong
Show with Michael Myers.
Okay.
Just recently.
Melissa, didn't you think that was a really, really good tribal?
Yes, it was. It was a really good tribal. I thought it was okay. So in Lindsay, it was the flame. When was that? Then they show Marianne and she's shutting her mouth. That was just so funny. I was just laughing.
That
like
last night,
was,
Melissa?
Yeah, everybody was like picking their jaws up off the floor.
Yeah, that was like that was
I,
like
I will
the,
take.
That was like the impossible just happened.
Melissa, I will take note of that. Is that when? What did you say? When was that?
When Lindsay got the do or die.
Okay, I'll make sure when that's going on, when that scene is going on, then I'll watch for that.
Oh, it was so
yeah, you're
exciting.
Gonna, Reggie, you're going to see Lindsay have to do a little bit of a challenge at Tribal to stay safe or not. So that's part of it.
See,
wow.
For me, I didn't know what was going on. I don't know any of these spoilers, Reggie. So for
and
me, it was one of those, oh, dear God, please don't let her go out. No, no, no.
Yeah.
Well, see, Kansas, the other people on here, they know spoilers. They know who's leaving next week. They know who the final three are. They know who wins.
I would never want to know.
So,
this is too good. I need the surprise.
Kansas, when you come on here, we just respect you that we don't anything about it.
Thank you so much, you guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And Mary Dan goes up to vote. Oh, my God. I was just dying. It was just so funny. See, Mary Ann does have entertainment qualities.
She's
is hilarious.
It's the first time,
she is.
It's the first time all season. It's the first time all season she's actually had to shut her mouth.
I really liked how Drea addressed that. Those two things today about Jonathan after that tribal, how they talked and they were on the same page. She understood him. He understood her. She has nothing against him. He's
That's
a good
cool.
guy. And the other was how she did say, yeah, Mary Ann talked and talked and talked and talked and talked and talked and talked. I just ignored it.
But I don't think anyone's going to leave and say that they truly can't stand Mary Ann. They're going to say, yeah, she talked a lot, but seriously, you got to love the girl.
Well, yeah, I think so, Kansas. Plus, it depends on what's going to happen the next few weeks. You know, if she's involved in making a move, it can help her.
Uh-huh. Sure.
So we don't know. But Kansas, on a scale of -10 to 100, how worthless is Romeo?
Oh, please. Come on. Come on.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, please.
Now, if it was me picking who would be leaving, it would have been him, okay?
But do you understand? Do you understand what the players see? They see a guy that has no prayer in hell of winning if he's in the final three. So why worry about him?
Well, maybe because they don't want him to eat all the food. I don't know. I mean, if I had extra meat on me like Omar does, I'd be saying, honey, eat, you know? Like, please. You're wasting away. I can't stand looking at you.
Let me ask you this, Kansas. With as much as Omar has done, we've seen it week after week after week after week
at
all the different things he's pulling off and the lies he's telling to
the
pull it off.
The snakiness of them all,
Do you think
uh-huh.
it's about to come to a point where they start comparing notes and say, oh, wait a minute.
Yes. And he's going to get snaked right back. That's my prediction with Omar. They're going to snake his ass back. Yes. It's all going to happen. No, he's been playing the game. I'll give him, he's playing the game for himself. I'll give him credit. But he's just so snaky to everybody.
Yeah.
He's just awful. So, I mean,
yeah,
it's going to happen.
The thing about The thing about it, Eddie, is you can play that type of game to lie and lie and lie and lie, but eventually it gets down in the numbers to where there's only a few people left, and they start talking to each other and comparing notes, and you're exposed.
That's right.
I agree. He has played an incredible game, though.
Yep.
I agree. He has up to this point. He's played really good. But is it kind of getting to the point? Is it kind of, Reggie, is it kind of getting to the point where they're going to start paying attention to what he's doing?
Who?
Omar.
Oh, yeah, after what you said that what's her face, when you told me who told me that she mentioned him in Tribal last night?
Oh, yeah, you did.
Thank you for reminding me. They're gonna really now, their radar is up. Absolutely. I think next week will be really interesting to see what everybody says about Omar, because she, you know, she said it just off the cuff. So, I don't know. I think it's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you want to, Steve, you want to pull for a guy like that, because he is pulling the strings. He is calling the shots.
Yeah.
He is making things happen. But he's burning a lot of bridges while he's doing it.
And like I said, the
way it gets down, when there are less and less players left, they're gonna talk and compare notes. He's probably pretty vulnerable right now, isn't he?
Yeah, but that's ultimately part of the game. I mean, going back to Drea, you know, had she not done what she did at the end of Tribal, who knows if people would have even compared notes? Because Omar seems to really have it nailed down how he was interacting with everybody and how he was strategizing. So.
He blew his game up, right.
You know, just the fact that once Drea brought all that stuff up at the end of Tribal last night, you know, after she was the one voted out, I mean, yeah, you know, obviously people now are probably going to compare notes, but had that not happened, you know, who knows if he would have been able to continue doing what he was doing, and if he were to make a hypothetical final three, you know, he would have that opportunity to explain to the people that he burned why he played the way he did.
What do you think, though, if he did not tell Mike and she took his vote, they still would have voted her out?
No, because she would have used it.
If she hadn't given it away, it would have saved his game.
No, because she...
And just let her take my title.
She would have used it. She would have used the idol.
You think she would have used it?
I kind of think she would have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're this deep in the game, most players don't hold back an idol if they think they're in trouble. They're going to play it.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Kansas, a little more information that I think you will probably want to know, which I don't know what it means, but on Jonathan's Instagram today, somebody asked him, was he in a relationship? And he answered, I don't really know.
Huh? Or they're just keeping it secret.
That's what I said.
Maybe.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Maybe. You could be right. You could be exactly right. I didn't
think of that. Yes. They're so perfect. I mean, they are the ultimate for each other. I can even visualize, you know, how it might have even started. Because both of them, you know, they're both very attractive people. You know, you take them away from the game, you clean them up, right?
Oh,
I'm watching him looking at, and they're watching each other, you know, when they're in that, you know, they're in that comp together. And they're sweating and they're battling it out and they're looking at each other.
And they're both so physical.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
This is what they. But this, he is, you know, the male her, and she is the female him. And I can see the two of them all cleaned up and smelling yummy and looking good. And I can see where this would have happened. Am I right?
I really hope so, because I think they'd make a great couple.
They're
and like
beautiful.
I said, I'd love to
together.
See them on
looking
the,
at them, even
the
in
amazing
the sweating
race.
And battling it out, and I'm thinking these two are just specimens. They're beautiful.
Yeah. She is.
I love her.
I mean, Melissa, she's pretty badass, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. I totally agree. I thought Tori was badass too.
Tori was badass. That's my woo pig Suey girl. She's an Arkansas girl. She is badass. And the funny thing, Melissa, I still don't get this. I still don't get it. I can post a picture of her in the groups, and everybody just starts to trash her. And I'm like, why do you not like her? She was badass. And
she took out the queen.
Every exit interview, all the players have talked about how much they like her. How do you not like her?
I agree.
There's something unlikable there, just because I'm one of them that
it,
doesn't like
yeah,
her. I'm just being honest.
I mean, it's just no matter how much, they're going to argue back. They don't give a crap.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I mean, I'm sorry, you guys. You know, she just rubs me the wrong way. That's all. I'm sorry.
That's all right. Nothing to be sorry about.
I've seen your post, Melissa, too, and it's like me and you against the world.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because I know her. She's a great girl.
Yeah. I think so, too.
So...
But hey, everybody has their opinions of people, and
that's true.
Right.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And with me, it can sometimes be a little different because I may know a lot more about somebody than everyone else does. So, but at least, I mean, you know what you saw, and you agree. So. I appreciate that, because she's a friend.
I thought she was pretty good.
So, all right, we got about 30 minutes left until we.
Well,
go
on that happy note, I'm
going
to sign off. I got to sign off to go to work.
Okay, Reggie.
Okay.
Hey.
Good talking to you, Reggie.
Hi, Reggie.
Enjoy the show.
You will
love it all so much.
Good. Night, y'all.
Have a good night, Reggie.
Have a great week.
I will. Thank you.
Okay.
She's so special.
Oh, Reggie's awesome.
Oh, she is. And do you know on her Facebook account, Kansas, she still has as her her like banner picture for everyone to see. The banner
Well,
on Facebook you can have a profile picture, and then you can have a like a banner picture that goes at the top of your account that everyone sees. And still to this day, and I think it was 2 or 3 years ago that she won. I don't know, Steve. Maybe you'll remember. Tim, if you're listening.
I think it was two.
She won our, which game was it? Was it Games Garage or Games Gridiron?
Garage, I think. Let me double check.
Yeah,
I think she
won our Games Garage game, our NASCAR game. And we did a big picture of her showing how she won. And she still, to this day, has that as her banner picture on her account.
Hmm.
Now, how sweet is that?
That's
yeah.
cool. That shows that she feels that you guys are really important.
Yeah. You're right. You're right, Kansas. You're right.
It was Games Gridiron. It was 3 years ago.
Okay. All right. Yeah,
okay.
And she's been every game we've done, she's always been up near the top, whether she won or she didn't win. She's always been in it. She's always been someone that was a threat.
That's cool.
Yeah. She always greets new people that join in our groups,
that.
And we welcome them. I mean, she's just a good person.
She's a really nice lady. I only have gotten to know her this year.
Yeah. But the thing about her, Kansas, as opposed to some of the other people you may have met on here in the past, she's sincere. She is who she is. Either you like it or you don't. And she's fine with that.
You know what, really, though? The ladies on here now, I have to say that about all of them. Reggie, Melissa, Teresa. I feel that way about all of these ladies.
Yeah.
I think they're all awesome.
Oh, they are. They are.
Yep.
They are. I love having Melissa on here. I mean, she's another person.
And from Canada. You know, she doesn't come
yeah.
on much anymore, but same
Laura,
with her, too.
You're talking about
she's
Laura.
Cool as hell.
Yeah, Laura.
Yeah, Laura is awesome.
Laura basically ran Big Brother Whispers with our Big Brother Canada coverage.
Yeah.
She basically took over Big Brother Whispers, did a great job. Her and Steve helped her out, but Laura basically ran it. Did a great job. Great job. But I
miss
love
her not coming on for the Survivor
on here because the thing I love about Melissa is she has her own thoughts, and we can have 8 people on here decide that they like this side of something. And if she don't like that side of it, she'll tell you. She's not going to agree with you just to agree with you. I love that
See,
about
we're similar
her.
That way, Melissa, you know? And most
mm-hmm.
of the time, Melissa, I think we're in agreement with the majority. You know, every once in a while it'll be, you know, we'll see people differently. But we're the same way. We stick to
see,
our guns, you know, with,
see,
you
a
know.
Lot of, a lot of people think, I can't disagree with Jim. He'll get mad. No. No, that's not true.
It's just our opinions.
That is not
you know.
True.
Doesn't mean we're
that
right
is not
or wrong.
True at all.
It really does. I mean, you know, everybody has their opinion.
Yeah, that's not
and
true
I
at
could
all.
Be wrong. I mean, I could meet these people outside of this show and have a drink with them and say, you know what, I'm sorry. I really do like you now. You're cool.
Yeah.
You know, that's happened to me with
And I love that about her
people.
Because she knows my opinions from seeing my postings or what we talk about in our mods group or whatever. And if she don't agree, she don't agree. She don't kiss my ass. She tells, she puts her opinion out there. I love that. I love that because a lot of times it makes me look at the whole picture again and I see, okay, I got it. I love that about her.
Mm-hmm.
So don't change. Melissa, don't change. Don't change.
Don't change.
I won't. I'm stuck in my ways. I'm an old partner.
That?
I'm stuck in my ways.
I won't.
I'm with you,
yeah.
Girlfriend.
So, JB.
Yes.
Do you think after everything we've seen so far and who has left, and
yes.
who is remaining, do you think it's highly possible now they start comparing notes and Omar actually becomes a target?
I think so. I think they look at, you know, who's left, and they more or less, you know, have everything, well, not everything, but they talk about, you know, each one, and this is what I think, and he needs to go. And I think it'll be a, let me check here. I think it'll be, I don't think it'll be close. I think it'll be more like a when High left last week.
Okay.
It was like 6-2.
Yeah.
When Dre left last night, it was like 5-3. I don't think it's going to be as close as like, what, 4-3? I think it's going to be like maybe 5-2 or 6-1.
Okay. All right. Eddie, do you
yep.
see that coming now? Do you think
yeah, definitely.
After everything that's happened, they're going to start comparing notes and think, Omar's the one doing all this shit. He needs to go.
Yeah, I think he needs to go because they realize if he makes it to the end, they'd have to vote for him. I mean, he's played an incredible game.
Yeah, he has. He really has.
I mean, it makes a little sense how, you know, it's going to end up when they vote now because, I mean, they're knocking people out, coming and going, and what's left, they're going to, the jury's probably going to be shocked. Like, what? I mean, to see Romeo with an immunity necklace on his neck, they must shit their
yeah,
pants.
Yeah, and in Kansas, the odds are Omar is not going to win the challenge, right?
Yeah.
So he has to do something to stay safe. And if you're out there and they've done this cycle after cycle after cycle after cycle, they start looking and saying, maybe this is the guy we don't need to trust.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
So, Steve, you think Omar's in trouble?
Well, considering what happened at the end of this week's episode, yeah, I think he's in huge trouble to the point of where probably the only thing that'll save him is immunity. I have a feeling heading back to camp, the first thing we're going to see is that somebody's going to bring up Omar, whether it's in confessional or whether they confront him right at camp.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That'd be neat.
And the thing now with how many players we're down to, if you're looking at, you're out there playing the game, and you're looking at, okay, we're going to an immunity challenge. You look at Lindsay. You look at Jonathan. And then you look at yourself and think, how the hell am I going to beat them?
Oh, hell yeah.
Because one of them is probably going to win.
I would love Lindsay to win, to be real with y'all. She would be such a fabulous winner.
Is that how it is, Melissa, now with the players that are left? Do you think they go into an immunity challenge now knowing the people they have to beat are Jonathan and Lindsay?
Well, yeah, they know that those are the two to beat. And my concern is that they're going to be, we're not going to beat them anyway, so why even bother, you know? But then it could spark a fire under their, butts and get the strength to say, no, I'm holding on. I'm going to put that girl down, or I'm going to put that man down, you know?
Yeah.
So you're saying that they're basically giving up immunity and going to figure out a way to get numbers together to still take one of them out, whoever doesn't win.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with her.
Hell, most of them decided not even compete this week. So that's to tell you right
Yeah,
now.
Yeah
exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah,
right.
That's, you know.
It was Jonathan and Lindsay.
I think I brought this up earlier about what I said on Twitter last night. Forget Rob, forget Joe, forget Malcolm,
yes.
Forget
exactly.
Colby, forget all of those people. Jonathan is the best challenge player we've ever had on this show.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of accepting it. I mean, because
right.
It's a fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, should that be a strategy now, Kansas? Whichever one of those two does not win, let's go after that one?
Unfortunately, yes. It makes me sad, but yes. If they want to win, mm-hmm. they have to. It's just, as a fan, it's heartbreaking, but yeah.
But what about advantages? Does Lindsay have an advantage? Doesn't her amulet become an idol now?
Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah, because
yeah.
Yep. Right.
Yeah, she's got an idol now.
And you know,
I hope she plays it and they don't, you know, screw with her.
Yeah, her amulet.
Oh,
I think
she's going to have to play.
She outlasted the other two people involved. So now her amulet becomes a idol.
Oh, okay. Oh, good. Okay, I forgot all of that.
And I think she'll end up having to play it. She'll end up having to play it next week. Watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if Jonathan wins immunity, she's out if she doesn't play it.
Right.
Yep.
That could be
yep,
true, Eddie. And Melissa, that could be true. Mm-hmm. That could be very true. But at least if she's not dumb and she'll play it, she'll get to the next round.
And she needs to go out looking for another idol, too.
Well, the idol wasn't played this week, so there's not going to be a new idol.
Yeah, there's nothing out there right now.
Oh, okay. I thought Drea had an idol of her own.
No, it wasn't an idol.
No,
it wasn't an idol.
Oh, okay.
So
it was okay. It was the knowledge is power.
I actually think we're down to the point where there won't be any more idols put back in play.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, because it's only
okay.
They're only eligible for I think one at least one or two more votes. So
yeah,
well, Marianne
but,
would have to play her idol.
But
this coming
if Lindsay's
week
in
order to
trouble,
have one to be put down.
If Lindsay's in trouble, she could play it this week. And advance to the final five.
Well, she so deserves to.
I agree. I like her. I think she's good. I think
she's
bad.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
Incredible.
I like Jonathan. I've tooted his horn all
yeah.
year.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I have Romeo. I'm like
I can't stand to watch him.
Do y'all remember in the Lord of the Rings the guy who has the ring, my precious? That's what
my
he looks like to me.
Oh man.
Gollum. Was that his name, Gollum?
Yeah, I remember when, like, and this week, too, you see him reaching his finger in to the pot. He's squatting down just like Gollum did and takes the rice and puts it in his mouth.
My precious.
My precious.
Oh, man.
Andy Serkis, I think that's his name.
Oh,
the
man.
Character. Gollum, I believe the name was.
Steve.
Oh, that was that's good, Eddie.
Steve.
So good.
Yeah.
These last two seasons we've had where we've bumped it down to 26 days and added, seems like, freaking 20 more twists and advantages. Overall, last season and this season, what do you think? Is one season way better than the other? Do they need to scrap this 26-day thing and all these twists? I mean, where do we stand right now?
Well, I think 42 is definitely a lot better than 41. 26
mm-hmm.
days, you know, I guess it's sustainable, you know, that it could work as a long-term thing for Survivor. Because, I mean, it would be very weird going back to 39 days, especially if they feel like they can cut production costs a little bit by doing 26 days instead of 39. The only thing I would suggest is getting rid of some of the twists because, I mean, let's face it, some of these twists, they're just not Survivor, period. So,
yeah, I agree.
You know, it's like that phrase, don't fix what isn't broken.
Right.
And
exactly.
Survivor wasn't broken. But yeah, for some reason, decided they wanted to fix it. I like literally the only thing I could live with them keeping is the 26 days because I do think that Survivor can be played in 26 days. But the
mm-hmm.
hourglass twist, the hourglass twist is complete bullshit. The knowledge is power. I could see them maybe keeping because it could. Technically be used, it hasn't been used correctly yet, but it could be like any other Survivor season, it could have easily been introduced as a potential power. So I have no problem with the knowledge of power twist, but, you know, the hourglass twist, Actually, honestly, the only twist I really have a problem with is the hourglass twist. And the shot in the dark. The shot in the dark doesn't really make sense, especially if it's going to be a 1 in 12 shot or something like that. So, otherwise, you know, I do think that the current way that they have Survivor set up with 26 days, it is sustainable, especially if it means that, you know, there's going to be less stress on production and making it an easier experience for the crew to where they're not as stressed out as compared to a 39-day season.
Yeah. What do you think, JB? You've been watching this show for years. We're now down to doing 26 days, and heck, 26 days and almost as many twists. They're still getting ratings. Do you think they can keep going this path, or fans will get tired of it, or do you think the Survivor fans are that loyal that they won't leave no matter what?
Well, I think the Survivor, the true Survivor fans, they're not going to ditch the show. Some of your other fans, I mean, you read it all over. I'm not going to watch this show anymore. And I keep wanting to go on some of those sites and, tell them that whatever. But I figure, you know, they're going to do what they want to do. If they're going to leave, then your true Survivor fans are going to, it'll just leave that much more for them. What I'd like to see is getting rid of some idols. And I agree with Steve, especially that dumbass Hourglass and that Shot in the Dark. Those two need to go. As far as your 26 or 27 days, that's no problem to me. The only problem I had at first is when Jeff was saying, you know, how dangerous it is. And it's like, it's just as dangerous playing 26 or 27 days as it is 39. So...
Yeah, but that's kind of debatable. A lot of ex-survivors have chimed in and said, hey, I lasted longer than your winner when I played, but I didn't win.
To that, I would tell them that's true, but... we are living in a different time right now. There wasn't any kind of pandemic back then as there was now. I'd say, what do you think about that?
Yeah. I mean, what do you think about that, Melissa? What do you think about previous survivors complaining that when they played, they lasted longer than 26 days, but they didn't win. And now all you have to do is last 26 days. What are your thoughts about that?
I tell them to get over themselves. So your season was 39. Mine was 26. You
okay.
know? Are you gonna hate me because you lasted a few days longer? I mean, if you're gonna hate
well,
me because
the other
lasted
argument
a few days longer, then too bad for that.
But listen, the other argument to that is, who's to say that the person that won on the 26-day cycle couldn't have lasted 39 days?
I don't believe that. I think they probably could have lasted 39 days. I mean, it really doesn't matter how many days they played. It's the position that they were in when they got to the end. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't think there's that much of a difference.
I mean, part of the hard thing about this, Eddie, is the way they do the twist and now how many days. It changes up the game so much, changes up the rules so much, that, of course, previous Survivor players are going to complain. And there are a lot of fans that complain about all these damn twists. Is that not true, Eddie?
Well, there's pros and cons about what everyone's been saying. First of all, I wish it goes back to 39 days. I hope it goes back to a longer period. It's like they're playing hopscotch, you know, where'd you throw your rock next? It's ridiculous. There's too many twists. Steve's totally right, you know, and JB too. I agree with y'all on all of that. I think something's got to drastically change for 43 and 44. Because, yeah, I am a diehard Survivor fan, but do I watch it as closely? No. I'm not watching it that close. I'm not playing it back like I usually do. I mean, to me, it's lost its luster. It's losing something. Now, do I play Australia and Africa back? Oh, God, I play those over and over. Those are some unbelievable players in the way they're doing it. But this, Survivor USA, I don't have any urge to play it more than once time. Watch it. It's gone. Do I even give total attention to it? No. I pick things out so I can, you know, be amused by it, like Romeo. I mean, I have to find something that keeps me going with it. But, and, you know, I like talking to you guys. So it's more fun to me talking to y'all than actually watching the show. Because this season has been crap. And 40, they both have been crap. And I feel sorry for the players. I'm sure they're all doing the best they can. But really, something's got to change. They've got to change it for the next season if they want to keep loyal followers. Or if it was me and I was another network, seeing what they're doing, I'd be like a wolf on meat right now. I'd be scheduling something up against Survivor that's going to pull people away from the show. And that's what they should be looking at. With this many complaints from the fans and those diehard Survivors, the pros like you and Steve and all you guys, you know, they should be looking at that because the other networks sure are. This is the time for next season. The other networks should schedule heavily against Survivor, and it's going to knock its ratings out.
Kansas, what do you think? Do you think they need to get back to the 39 days and do away with so many of these crazy twists? You think they 100%. Need to get more back
yes.
to basics?
Go back to basics. I'd like to see a longer season. We don't need the twists and the turns and all this. But I have to say, this season, I'm enjoying so much better than the last season. And
okay.
I really like this cast. I feel bad, Eddie. I wish you were enjoying it more.
I do, too. I really love this cast. I actually liked last season's cast, Kansas. What do you think the difference is to where you didn't like that season as much as you are liking this season? What was so wrong with last season?
I don't know. It's hard to pinpoint. It's just it made me angry. I don't know. There was just so many things that made me angrier about it. I didn't find it as enjoyable. And I don't think I fully like the cast as much as I like this one.
Okay.
Not saying I disliked the last cast, but it's not, it's different. I feel stronger with this cast. I really love this cast.
All right, this is going to be a tough question.
More excitement. This season's more exciting, Jim. I think that's what it boils down to. This
okay.
is really more exciting where I don't know where the hell it's going to go, and it's been crazy.
Okay. Well,
it's just
have
me on the edge of my seat with this one.
All right. This is going to be a tough question for you, Steve, Melissa, JB, everyone here. This is going to be a tough question. But last season, we saw the All-Black Alliance and how that played out and things that were said and done. This season, we saw a tribal council with Drea and Marianne saying, we just can't vote out a black person. What is the difference between the two seasons, Steve? Is there any difference?
I think the fact that you take a look at the All Black Alliance last year, and it seemed to have been done organically, where it was, you know, you started seeing bits and pieces of it when they went out to the island at certain times. You know, when they did that whole risk your vote, protect your vote thing, you saw bits and pieces of it start to get formed slowly over the course of the season. At Tribal, though, this season, it seemed like a spur-of-the-moment thing, like, oh, we all of a sudden have to protect our race because the first two people on the jury happen to be black, even though it seemed like they made it more of a race thing instead of they must have done something stupid to get voted out. And going back to what many people have pointed out in whispers, the fact that Marianne, who, by the way, voted for Drea last night, but both Marianne and Drea also voted Chanel out. So, and then they go and pull that stunt that they did at Tribal. So, another thing, too, is they knew how annoying, how annoying Roxroy's bossiness was getting around camp. So wouldn't you think that maybe perhaps, Roxroy got voted out because he's an asshole, or he was an asshole at camp? I guess the big difference here is that this season it was reactionary, while last season it seemed like it was more organic. Like, it took a little bit for the All Black Alliance to get formed, and there was actual gameplay involved. You know, the All Black Alliance didn't last until the very end, and there was actual gameplay involved, while this one was more like, oh, well, we can't vote out another black person because otherwise that means I'm next just because I'm black.
Okay,
that's
Melissa,
what
do
like
you
the
think?
Big difference is.
Melissa, what do you think? The difference between last season when the Black Alliance came up, which caused a stir, and this season when we had that tribal council because they didn't want to vote out a black person because of who was on the jury already. Do you see a difference in the two? And if so, what?
I have to agree with Steve saying it was more organic last season, where it just kind of developed on its own. This season, it almost seemed like it was cued. It almost seems like they wanted them to make a stir. It seemed like reactionary, but in my opinion, it seemed like they ruffled their feathers a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Basically, that production prodded it on is what she's trying to say, I think.
Exactly. Yeah. Yep. Like production said, hey, what do you think about this? Right?
Okay.
Because quite honestly, I think they went in there, they were all going to vote out Drea. And I think if they didn't want Drea to go home, that would be the way to keep it from happening.
Oh, wow. Okay. Eddie, what do you think? The difference,
no, I think, what
the difference
says,
between
so far,
last
I
season
agree
and
with,
this season?
I think I like the cast on this season better, but it's mainly because of Jonathan and Lindsay and Omar's gameplay. Those three have kept me interested. Last season, you know, it really tore me up. It was just ridiculous. And again, like Steve pointed out, they all, the black players are voting out each other. So you wonder what's going to happen when it goes to tribal council. I think they're going to be so shocked they're going to look at the lesser two evils, three evils, and that's how Marianne wins. But, oh, I'm sorry. But, you know, it's just all of it. It's just this controversy is ridiculous to bring race, politics, anything into this game like they're doing. It's ridiculous. It's a faux pas. Shame on Survivor producers for thinking that low to get a rating or whatever they're after, to use the race card, and then to put players, I'll take up for all the black players on this, to be put in that situation that this happened.
Yeah.
They set them
good
up.
Point. Good
they
point.
They set these people up, and they had no chance to do anything about it except play the game because they love Survivor. They want to play the game. So they had
very
to play
good
it the best
very,
they could.
Very good point,
so,
Eddie.
You know,
very good point,
they set
Eddie.
Them up.
The black players may not even realize how or why they're being edited like they are.
Now, again, Marianne, what she did, I think was horrible. Because she just got through voting out a black player, and she's voting out the other black players. So she's a two-faced little witch. You know, she's going to do anything she can to win, and she's going to push it. She's going to use the race card. You know, it's like when you're trying to go to college and your grades are better, but somebody else is going to go in because they're an ethnic group. You know, I almost got into Harvard that way, you know. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. She's playing these cards, and she's like a spoiled little brat, how she's playing. How she chumps at people, how she chops people up. It's ridiculous. You know, I'm sure she's a nice girl. I'm sure she's doing the best she can. But she's acting like she has a deformity, like she's 13 or 14 years old in her mentality. That's how she acts. She acts like a little girl.
She doesn't act like somebody that knows the game Survivor. And I mean no harm to her. God bless her. I wish her all the best. But this is ridiculous.
Okay, Kansas, what do you think? Difference between last season and what we saw with the Black Alliance and what we're seeing this season when we saw the so-called racist tribal council. Break it down. Break it down for me. What's the difference?
I thought last season was worse than this one.
Okay. Keep talking.
Just it seemed worse. At least we only saw one episode of this on this season. We haven't seen any more of it. We've seen, and it just like what
good
was
point.
Just said, too, you know, I mean, it's not like, you know, all of the black people are just going to vote out white people. They're voting
good
out
point.
Black people, too, so they're playing the game. So I don't really see where there's any big issues.
Very good point. Very good point. That may be the biggest difference in last season and this season. When they start talking about stuff like this, last season, I mean, it went on for a few weeks, and it was kind of ugly. This season, it happened one night, and according to the exit interviews, everyone talked, and it was all cleared up.
And worked it
there
out,
there was no problem.
Exactly.
So, but
so if it's cool
I guess
with
the
them,
show,
it's cool with me.
The show has to show that to try to, you know, get some ratings out of it, I guess.
Well, I mean, they look at it like this. Okay, what's the big thing that's going on right now? What's the big... sort of like how the Me Too movement was huge at one point. It's like, okay, what's the big thing that will get people talking potentially about this show? Oh, Black Lives Matter. Perfect. We can try and put more race related stuff on the show because you know the show is supposed to be about different people from different cultures, different walks of life, all competing. On, for $1 million.
And Steve, I get that. And I know most of the mainstream fans don't see the interviews, the exit. They don't see the spoilers. They don't see anything. But if you do see, you'll know Drea made it perfectly clear. It wasn't a racist thing to her. It just spooked her a little of how it looked. And then after that tribal was over, her and Jonathan talked, and everything was cool. She had no problem with him.
Yeah. Well,
so,
you know, it's kind of like what Eddie
I don't know
said.
Why
you know,
we can't look at a
bad.
Situation like that and say, hey, we got a couple of people here that figured it out. They figured it out.
You know, it's kind of like what Eddie said. You do have to feel bad for the contestants because obviously it may be a one episode thing, but literally when you have a fan base that's as diehard as the Survivor fan base, they will literally and technically this goes for Big Brother as well. They will literally take one thing that may happen in an episode, and they will never let the survivors forget about it.
Yeah, and that's sad. That's sad, Steve, because Drea made it perfectly clear today that her and Jonathan talked. They understood each other. She had no problems with him, and she likes the guy. So,
And, you know, that's
it's unfortunate that the mainstream fans don't see that.
And the thing is, too, that's partially the fault of the show, too. The fact that they chose to sensationalize it in a way.
They're gonna do that. They're gonna do what they do to get some ratings.
But we know how hard people try to get on the show, and what they have to go through to get cast, and then put in the situation they are, and being played like they're stupid pawns on a chess game. It's sad that contestants have to go through that.
Well, the bad thing, Melissa, is how they sort of made Drea look last week when it wasn't even the truth. That's not even what was going on in her head. It hit her when she walked in and she saw what she saw. Had nothing to do with Jonathan, had nothing to do with racism. And then after it was over with, her and Jonathan talked, and she said in her interviews today, they were cool. They understood each other. She liked him. So that's very unfortunate that Survivor painted that picture.
And the problem is the fact that once you sign that contract to appear on the show, the Survivor, they can basically do whatever the hell they want with you. Once you sign that contract, it's basically like they're putting handcuffs on you. Like,
yeah,
you can go out there and compete, but be warned that we get to decide what makes the show and what doesn't.
Right. Well, I'm telling you, from everything I know, Drea is a good girl. She's a good girl.
I think she is too. I've looked at everything.
She's not into all that bullshit. She's
very
a good girl.
Very gracious. Her whole exit today was an unbelievably beautiful, gracious exit. Everything she said, all her interviews, you know, hats off to the woman.
Yeah, she's fantastic. She's fantastic. She's a player that if they want to bring back previous players, they should think about her.
Well, Lindsay, Omar, he's a fantastic player. He'd be the perfect villain to come back on any show. What do y'all think? And Jonathan?
Oh, I agree.
He's coming back. You know they're going to bring him back.
Yeah, and the thing is, Eddie, we're at a point now where everyone's normally looking back like, oh, we got to bring back this person, this person, this person, you know, and the game has advanced. So do we really want to see those people again, or do we want to see more recent players?
You know, they're going to have to be very careful who they bring back. I think Parvati could stand up in any other. I think she'd go right through it. I mean,
if my wife hears this, she's gonna love you.
Well, the problem is she's an unbelievable player. I was listening to some of the stuff y'all posted on her. And, you know, she's
the problem is this definitely.
Oh, I agree. I don't disagree about Parvati. She's that good.
The problem is there is definitely going to be recency bias, though. I guarantee you, the only way you will see old school players is if there's a legend
season or something. Like, it, the only way you will ever see Richard Hatch ever appear on Survivor again, or anybody from, like, maybe the first 20 seasons or so of Survivor, the only way you will ever see them on again.
They, and this is a spoiler, they have had legends on the table for 4 years. But they're trying to time it out to where when they know the show is about to end, the final season will be legends. They've talked to certain players to get commitments. I know about 10 of them that have said they would do it. So, Legends is on the table, but they're trying to time it out to where it's the final season ever.
Well, I guarantee you, if there is a Second Chances season, you're more likely to see people from season 30 onwards compared to seeing anybody from before season 30, because it's all about recency bias. Like the diehards will want to see, old school players, but a lot of fans, a lot of casual fans have attention spans of goldfish, basically. They only care about who they've recently seen within the past couple of years.
Yeah. I'll give you a couple names.
I mean, it's
names.
Sad, but it's true.
I'll give you guys a couple of names that they talked to about legends and they committed. Coach Wade, Parvati, Penner. There's three names. Yule Kwan, there's four. There's four names that committed to a legend if they do it. And the reason they're doing legends, they don't want to have to circle themselves into a trap where it has to be winners. They've already done all winners. They want to do legends where they can bring back people that didn't win. So you may.
Jim, do you think that there's any chance?
You may hear about Rupert.
Kansas,
you may hear about Sari. Do what, Eddie?
Do you think there's any chance that in the next two seasons Sandra's daughter might be in one of the contestants?
No, not at all. Not since she did that show elsewhere. They don't do that. Survivor don't.
What a shame.
That's just what they do. They don't bring people on that do shows elsewhere. And if you pay attention, a lot of Survivors do shows on MTV. They don't get asked back.
Yeah, the only person that has ever really jumped shows, well, besides the Anderson twins, was Hayden when he appeared on Blood versus Water. That's pretty much the only person who has come onto Survivor.
They pulled from Big Brother with Hayden. But they don't pull from MTV. Or VH1,
no.
they don't pull from there. If you decide you're going to go do those shows, You're not coming back to Survivor.
Well, because MTV has their own contracts too, so
yeah.
Even though they're owned by the same parent company, they have their own contracts.
So if you want to see Wendell, you want to see Dom, you want to see what's his name? Ben. You're not going to see him on Survivor anymore. Because they jump ship. They won't bring them back.
Do you think they'd bring back Tyson at all?
No.
I don't know if you could really consider.
No.
If you pay attention,
they've stayed very true to that rule. They're not bringing you back. And Big Brother, they're not bringing you back either with the players that have left and went and played out there. They're not bringing you back. CBS is not going to do that. They don't really like it.
The only exception, I think, was Davon. I think that's the only person who went to MTV and came back.
Well, she ain't coming back no more after she did it again. She's on X on the Beach right now. She ain't coming back. And I don't know what those shows pay, but they don't pay what Big Brother and Survivor do. So it's a personal choice with those people. But,
well, I think it depends on your star level. Like Cody, if Cody from Big Brother were to appear on an MTV show, he would get more money probably to appear than somebody like Davon.
Yeah, but you're not going back to CBS.
No.
That's the downside to it. You can take that money, which ain't CBS money, and you ain't coming back to CBS. So enjoy your future endeavors with MTV.
I think it'd be interesting if they did a season of all the like Jonathan type players, have just a cast of that type of people.
They're really strong players. They do. It's called the WWE, where they have all big strong men wrestle.
Can you imagine how Russell Hands would have handled Marianne?
Please, Eddie.
He would go crazy.
Please, Eddie, don't make me think about Russell Hance.
Well, when you said that, it made me laugh. I'm sorry. But I was thinking, how would he react to Marianne?
He would have probably said something very, very nasty.
And possibly racist.
Very possibly. So. All right. We got about 35 minutes left. Any topics, anybody wants to bring up?
You can't really give us any spoilers.
Kansas,
on 42,
Melissa,
42.
JB, Eddie.
Well, I have got to tell you
that
I am very, very upset with the way that real estate is going right now.
But shooting sky high?
Yes, it's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
You know, we've been renting in this house for 13 years. And our landlord has decided that they're going to sell this house and decided to give us the option to buy it. So we've been telling them throughout the 13 years what needs to be fixed, and they have not done that. And so we know all their secrets. So when we said, well, how much are you looking to, you know, to put it on the market for? Knowing they, I could not believe the price that they put it on the market for with all the work that needs to be done. And the sad thing about it is they'll probably get it. They'll probably get more than that.
Yeah,
because
that's what's going on
go,
out here, Melissa.
When
seriously.
You go to, when you go to look at a house now, you can't say, oh, well, I'm going to bid just a little bit lower and see if I get it. No.
No.
Every house that you see, we've been looking, you know, we're looking to buy. But every house that we see, oh, well, expect it to be $25,000 to $30,000 more, if not more than that.
Melissa, our neighbor just put their house on the market, and they ended up getting $45,000 more than what they listed.
It's ridiculous. The bidding
wars
are
ridiculous.
It's crazy,
I know. It's not.
And the thing is, we found the perfect place. Yeah, it wasn't much to look at on the outside, but the inside was completely renovated. Absolutely gorgeous on the inside. And the yard needs a lot of work, which we overlooked at because it's, you know, that's something that you can do over time.
Mm-hmm.
And we went in, they had it at a kind of a low price, and we were thinking, dang. So we put in, I think it was like $15,005 over their asking price, and we still got outbid.
Yeah,
and the comps in the neighborhood, the comps in the neighborhood were right spot on with what we bid. And so we're very frustrated right now.
I'm so sorry.
Melissa.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Melissa. What about going to a bank or someone that loans out mortgages and deal with them and find your own home and do it that way where you own the house?
Honey, that's what we're doing. We've already been pre-approved.
Okay.
And we have a cap. We have a cap. But unfortunately, everything that we're looking at, no matter if it's $100,000 below our cap or $50,000 below our cap, it's going to go over our cap. Right?
Hmm.
So it's going to be really hard for us to...
Have you thought about checking into builders, guys or companies that build the houses, talk to them?
Yeah, and that's another thing that
I'm just going to tell you, that's how I got started. The first home I ever had, that's how I got started. I got in with a builder that was building houses. And they led me through the whole process, built the house, made adjustments, how I wanted them, and paid closing costs. They did. I mean, it was a great deal.
Yeah, we have bought two homes before. Our very first home, you go in and there's a certain base price, but then you can add all of the upgrades. Like, oh, we want hardwood throughout, or we want this kind of cabinets, or we want to make this room, you know, that's supposed to be the loft, we're going to make it a bedroom. You know, yeah, I know all about that.
All right.
The problem is that a lot of the builders are just slightly under our cap, and we wouldn't have a whole lot of room for any kind of upgrades. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's very frustrating. Tomorrow we have six houses that we're going to go look at. Right?
Okay.
But we probably wouldn't be able to get any of them because we're going to be out big.
Have you looked at people that are selling their homes, not through a realtor, that are selling it themselves? You checking that?
Yep. We're looking at that, too.
Yeah, that's a real good one. You can usually get a better deal that way.
Yep.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's sad.
Most are using realtors, though, because that's where they're getting the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, one of the problems I think with the house
we never used a realtor. We used the builder, and he did it. And then eventually, of course, I got a little more successful in life with my business, and I didn't have to worry about that. I just, you know, just paid someone to build a house, but the very first one I ever had, I had to go through that. And the thing that surprised me the most about it, it was easier than buying a damn car.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I'm so sorry, Melissa, you're going through this.
No,
that stinks.
Yeah. I mean, I have never had, I worked full-time all the way up until my daughter was born.
Yeah.
After my daughter was born, I had to have open-heart surgery.
Yeah. Oh, Melissa.
And I'm fine. I had my son after that. I mean, it's one of those ordeals. And my heart's fine now, guys.
Thanks.
Don't worry about that. But we made the decision most of my income would be going to daycare anyway, right? So we made the decision I was going to stay home. And so I've had a couple of part-time jobs here and there, but... but right now, trying to look at a house, we're qualifying for a little bit of a perk, a little bit of assistance. And so if I go back to work now, we wouldn't qualify for that. So it's like six of one and half a dozen of the other. I need to go back to work. But at my age, I'm like, I haven't worked a full-time job in so long. All of the experience that I had before is like out the window. I don't remember any of it.
Wow.
I haven't had a full time job in 25 years.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know. But it's really sad
Melissa, I can kind of say that. But I own the damn company, so I really can't say that. But I haven't had a full-time thing. I mean, I do what I do when I want to do what I do because I own the company. But I get where I totally get where you're coming from. I totally understand that.
Yeah, I mean, and the sad thing is that we are a we make six figures, and it's like a person makes six figures now, and it's like nothing. Making six figures now is almost poverty level at this point.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's sad.
Yeah,
it's really sad.
I do. And that's sad.
There needs to be some kind of a cap. There needs to be some kind of a cap. Where, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, in my prayers, I'll come through. Do look at the builders, though. Do look at spec land, raw property. Some of the prefab homes right now are unbelievable. And you buy property, they can put them up in 10 days. It's amazing what they're doing out there right now. So maybe look at property, but maybe not in the area you have, a little bit out. You might fuck up that way.
Yeah, I know. That's part about it is, though, is they're giving us to the end of June to be out of this house. So I,
would you mind me asking,
having the
right?
experience that I do with a builder, having the experience that I know with the builder, it's going to take at least 5 months to get the house built. So it's like, you know.
Well, I'll tell you this. They can get it done in 90 days. They can get it built in 90 days. I know that for a fact.
Crazy, wow.
I know that for a fact.
They can do it faster than that. Like some of the fast things are putting them up there.
I have had stores built in 90 days.
That's awesome. I don't know. I mean,
do you have a deadline that you have to be out of your apartment or out of your home that you're renting now, or
end of June? Mhm.
Oh my goodness.
Well, you really have 60 days after that, from my understanding. They can say the end of June, and that was, and you can take it to court, especially if your age. If I don't know what your age is, but certain age limits, they can't get you out there.
Let's just put it this way. I'm only just a few years from being able to collect Social Security.
Then you definitely...
That's how old I am.
You could use the age card, and you might want to talk to an attorney about that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm old as dirt, guys.
I would talk to an attorney.
Yeah, Melissa, at this point, whatever works, you know, what Eddie's saying, if that works, do it. That sucks.
We get a senior,
I mean,
senior discount.
That's horrible.
Well, I mean, that's what I did in San Francisco, managed 11 buildings.
Yeah.
There's ways around
that's
it.
An idea. Is
talk
there,
to an attorney.
Walk into a builder
are.
And say, do you have a senior discount? Yeah.
I mean, you've been living in that home, you said, 13 years. You know, you've been there a long time. That's terrible.
Well, and we thought about, maybe we should go ahead and buy it, but they're like only $20,000 under our cap, and it needs a new roof, it needs new exterior paint, it needs new carpet, it needs new appliances, it needs all of this stuff done, right?
Yeah, wow.
And that's going to be way over our cap. So when they're saying, oh, yeah, it's going to be this much money, it's going to be this much money as is. And it's just like, well, you know what? You know the roof is bad. You had an adjuster out here to look at the roof. The roof, they told you, was in the piss-poor condition. But, oh, you're telling me, oh, yeah, we're going to get new paint. We're going to get new exterior paint. We're going to get a new roof. We're going to get all of this stuff. And then the work was never done. Okay?
Because he probably can't afford it.
Oh, and another thing, too. Well, they have insurance. They had the insurance adjuster come out and do it. So I don't know what happened. But anyway, and on top of that, it needs new windows, too. It needs new windows.
See, everything you're describing right now would probably be about like $40,000 to $50,000, probably. I don't know how big the home is, but everything that needs to be done would probably be in that range. Let's say between $30,000 to $50,000. Am I right when I say that?
I'm gonna say that the
all
roof
of
probably the roof would probably be $15,000 to $20,000. The new windows would probably be
windows are expensive, girlfriend. We're getting new windows. Oh, my gosh, they're so expensive.
Carpet, new flooring would probably be another $10,000 to $15,000. So we're talking, it needs a lot. It's going to be more than $50,000.
Painting the house is going to be at least
$5,000. Mm-hmm. Then the new appliances.
Oh yeah,
it's going to be another $5,000 to $8,000,
if not more.
I mean, it's crazy.
There's a lot of he can't. It sounds like your landlord just can't afford it.
No, that's why I think that's why they're selling. They said we're in a position now where we have to sell.
Ugh.
So
yeah, it's so shitty. Ugh.
Mm-hmm. You can have them, Steve, because they live in Massachusetts now.
I agree. But you do have options. You do have options.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see.
And
I
know you're
bad.
Smart. And you'll
so that's
try those
what
options.
I've been... I almost... You know what? I'll tell you this. My daughter came home from work... Actually, yes, my daughter had come home from work and stuff like that, and she said, oh, let's watch Masked Singer. And I just looked at her and I said, what is today? Thursday? Oh, my God, I haven't even watched Survivor yet. Holy crap. I totally forgot about it. I said, I have a podcast tonight. Oh, my God. Well, you know, so then I'm having to rush and watch the show before the podcast. I mean, I completely... Had she not said anything, I probably wouldn't have even called in. I would have completely forgot about it because I spent all day researching homes.
Wow.
That's where my
awful.
Mind was all day long.
And if that happened, then I'd have blamed Steve for it somehow.
Yeah, when in doubt, just blame me.
Yeah,
I told him he can have my
when in
he can
doubt,
have my
I'm
landlord here in Massachusetts. How close are you to Marion, Massachusetts?
Not close at all. On the entire opposite side.
Good for you. Good for you.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Okay, so that's my bit. I guess
JB's still on here. I know Melissa's on here, who are two of our mods. Steve's here, but he already knows this. Tim's not on here, but he knows this. JJ and I did something that, we take very seriously, and we take a very long time analyzing it, and it may not come to be, or it may come to be, but I just want to let you know, we have reached out to someone and offered them a chance to be a Maude in Whispers.
Reggie.
And we are waiting back to hear from them. I've talked to them. JJ talked to them today. They have a lot of things going on this month, and they wanted some more time to think about it. They said they were so honored. They were going to print out what I said to them and what she said to them because they felt so honored. So hopefully we will be adding another mod around the end of the month.
Yep,
and
hopefully.
Like I said, Steve, you've been around forever. This is kind of under the radar. It's kind of under the radar when JJ and I start thinking about somebody.
And I will say this: I have no idea who it is. So
yeah,
Jim has not told me. We kind of start
watching somebody, and between the two of us, we start talking about them, and then we keep watching, and we're like, so what do you think? And we both come to the conclusion that we think they would be good. So that's where we are. And they seem very interested. They got a lot of stuff going on this month. They just wanted a little more time to think about it, so that's where we are. So, Melissa, you know that now. JB, you know that now.
Yes.
And I know, and JJ knows, they would be fantastic if they do it.
And to anybody listening, don't try asking me. I have no idea.
No,
I think I heard Melissa say Reggie.
I told Steve and I told Tim there was a possibility, but I didn't tell either one of them a name. So they do not know. They don't know.
I was just guessing, Kansas.
I would have said the same thing because she was talking about showing interest the other week.
No, she was begging. She was begging for it.
For all we know, it could be a former member of Whispers coming back.
Well,
wow,
no,
that would be crazy, huh?
Could be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because that possibility has come up. So. But anyway, it's like Steve told me when we were talking. He trusted whatever we thought because we always made good decisions and picked great people. So just trust it, Melissa and JB. Just if they come on board, just trust it that they have our full blessing.
Yep.
Yeah, I've learned you
just like y'all did. I still, Steve. How much did I go crazy over the fact that we were able to get Melissa and Laura? I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe.
Ecstatic.
We got them because they are so fantastic.
We talked about it literally over that,
Melissa. I went crazy because we got you and Laura.
We talked about it literally the entire night. The entire night that everything came down.
Yeah. And I still feel that way. I mean, Laura and Melissa. Oh my God. I mean, you can't do any better than that. You just can't.
Yeah, really.
I mean, a lot of my life, I've gotten really lucky. I got really lucky with that. I got really lucky. So, thank you, Melissa.
Thank you.
And JB, thank you for, oh, my God, you've been there since, oh, my God, 10, 12 years ago?
On
so
Facebook,
thank you for
still
being there like you are.
But
how many years have you been there, Melissa?
Well, I've actually been a member since 2012, I think.
So 10
but
years.
I was only made
that's a long time.
So I made I was made mod right before Big Brother last year, I think. I've been a mod for a little over a year.
Yeah, she was in the group for quite
a
while. And
yeah.
See that's what we notice. I mean, that's what JJ and I notice. We watch people in the group and we're like, "Oh, they're pretty cool. They're unbiased and they don't start trouble, and they do good posting." So we watch. And Steve, you tell you this. We watch for a while. It may be 2 or 3 months before we finally decide, okay, we want to ask them if they want to be a mod. And that's how it was with Melissa and Laura. I mean, they were like that. They were fantastic posters. Never caused any problems. Always just great postings. Always nice to other people. That's what we want. You know, we want people that are going to be kind to other people, greet new members. That's all we want. You know, that's all we want. And if you got a bad apple in there, hey, you know you got the power. You've been trained. You got the power. Toss their ass out. And you know I will back you and support you. So.
Well, and it takes a lot for me to decide that I want somebody gone.
Yeah.
I can't even remember now who it was when they brought my husband up out of here.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, Candace, mm-hmm. about our mods.
Uh-huh.
They have full control. I don't tell them what they can and they can't do. The only thing they can't do is add members to Survivor Whisper Premier, mm-hmm. my spoiler group. That one's mine. But there's yep. nothing else they cannot do. And I don't care what it is, because there are times they have to toss people out or correct people, and it becomes a little bit of a conflict. I'm going to always support them, back them, and I'm going to jump in and take up for them. There is no argument. I'm just going to support them and back them. And I think they know that. And JJ will do the same thing if she sees it. She's not on as much as me, but if she sees it, she's probably even more harsh than I am.
That's why when you asked me
to be a mod, I think I asked you why, and right then, before you even replied, I said, yes, I will. And I know you've said you will have, you know, it'll be every, each one of the Whispers groups.
Right.
And I didn't know why, and I thought, you know what, I'm not even going to ask. And I think I found out maybe.
At the time, JB, things that had happened, I wanted some people around me that I could trust, that I knew were my friends. And I've always been able to trust you, and you know that.
Yeah. I think earlier, back in like 2011, I think I let you down one time, and I was a mod, and you took me off, and I did not question it at all. I thought,
he did it
for a reason. I'm not even going to go anywhere.
Yeah, but when this happened, it happened with you, it happened with Raquan, it happened with Alexis, and Steve can verify this, Tim can verify this. At the time it happened, I wanted people around me I knew I could trust.
Yep,
because
I remember actually.
I had just gone through a bad spell where we lost some people that it turned out I couldn't trust. I wanted to go back to basics to people I knew I could trust. I knew I could trust you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember specifically around that time, you probably asked him as well, but you asked me my opinion on certain people that were, you know, in the running to officially become mods. And obviously, you know, that was a huge rough patch that Whispers was going through. But hey, look at where we are now.
We didn't rebuild, we just reloaded. And we still going stronger than ever. Still are. And the naysayers can naysay all they want to, but we still here. And I'm sure most of them listen to the podcast. But, yeah, thanks, JB. And so glad you joined, Melissa.
Thank you.
Well, thanks for asking me.
Yeah. Well, you know you're my guy, man. We've been together for 12, 13, 14 years?
Since about 2005 or 2006.
Yeah. Yeah, we've been together for a long time. I mean, you watched Christopher grow up.
Yeah. I think my first game with you was when you had the four different tribes, and that's when they had Cook Islands. And they had the four trucks.
Yeah. All right, people, we got about 1 minute left. Say your good nights, and we will be back again next week after we get this season down closer to the end.
Good night,
yeah.
everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Have a good week.
Good night.
Thanks
for everything.
Weekend.